Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on Political Coffee. It's an honor, and I do mean a privilege for me to be in the, well, to be in this studio and to be able to have these conversations with you about important stuff, political stuff. It makes a difference in our lives every single day and how we can use these issues that are happening here locally in Oregon, happening in America, happening across the world, where we can use them to have those persuasive conversations with persuadable people in our world. That's how we go around the mainstream media. There is so much to talk about today. By the way, folks, did you see Donald Trump on his way into court this morning? The guy's amazing. Just stops and talks to construction workers. And, you know, this is how he's disrupting the plan to assassinate him. Could it be? Or is it just how he's bringing his brand of populism just to the average person, knowing it's going to get out there everywhere? It's a powerful thing. Folks, so we are blessed to be joined by Clay Clark. Clay, good morning. How are you, friend?
I am doing great. How are you?
And fantastic. We've had some beautiful weather out here in the western valleys of Oregon. We're getting some rain today. We need a little bit of that. It's all good. And it's all good to have you on the phone, actually on Skype, to be able to talk to us about your next Reawaken America Tour event. Where are you guys headed and how can we be a part of it?
We're going to be in Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th. Again, Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th. We just confirmed yesterday Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be there. Also, Alina Haba, President Trump's chief legal counsel, she'll be there. Kash Patel, Trump's chief legal strategist. Eric Trump will be there. General Flynn, Mike Lindell, just a wonderful team of people all coming together for the purposes of trying to save this nation.
Folks, it's called the Showdown in the Motown. That's a great line, by the way. And folks, you can, if you go to Time to Free America, you can check it up. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Check it out. In fact, if you're going to be in Detroit or if you just want to go attend this event, you can buy tickets and you can name your own price. Are you still doing that, Clay, naming your own price?
Yeah, absolutely. People can name their price. I mean, we have 70 speakers over a two-day period of time. 70 speakers over a two-day period of time. And, you know, today I get to spend today in a legal meeting because, you know, the tour is being sued by the former head of security and strategy for defamation. So that the tour is being sued by the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, our voting system. So the guy who was in charge of our voting system is suing the Reawaken America Tour and me specifically for defamation. So I get to spend yet another full day talking about various subjects that have been talked about at the Reawaken America Tour events. And when you look at the financial side of the tour does not make money, has not made money, loses money. And, you know, some of the legal minds can't understand what would possess a man to do events all over the country at a loss. And the reason why we're doing this is to save America. So everybody out there, if you want to attend Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th, what you got to do, you got to write it down right now. Write it down. Go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com. And once you go there to TimeToFreeAmerica.com, you just simply request tickets and then you can name your price.
Isn't defamation really hard to prove in court, generally speaking?
I don't know that. I do know that the guy who's suing us for strategy, suing us for defamation, Eric Coomer, again, the former director in strategy and security for Dominion, Eric Coomer, he did a 5-hour deposition And during this five-hour deposition at the two-hour and 53-minute mark, the man suing me for defamation said that he admitted to stating only an absolute effing idiot could ever vote for that windbag fascist racist F, referring to Donald J. Trump. He admitted at the three-hour and 10-minute mark that he posted on social media, pigs for the slaughter, and I'm quoting. He admitted up to posting on social media at the three-hour and 13-minute mark, F the USA. He admitted at the one-hour and 42-minute mark, he admitted to previously being a skinhead. Yes! The former head of security and strategy for Dominion. He admits at the 1 hour and 43-minute mark that he used to do cocaine. What? Oh, yes. He goes on to admit he used to do heroin. What? Yes. He goes on to say in 2004, during an interview with the New York Times, that he was on the verge of bankruptcy, and he'd lost his marriage because he ended up and he ended up in jail after being charged with several counts of driving under the influence. Then at the 1 hour and 25-minute mark, he admits to posting certain comments that would indicate he's friendly towards Antifa, but yet he says that was satire. And I could go on and on and on. And this is the man suing me for defamation, suing the tour for defamation, which actually the definition of defamation is the action of damaging the good reputation of someone, slander or libel.
Good reputation. Yes. Yeah, good. Right? So, all right. So you go through the depositions and then what happens next?
Well, I mean, it so far we're 3 years in, you know, so it's basically an endless. Imagine if you woke up every day with a $1,500 bill every single day, every day, every week, and that's what you do. And that's what I do. So I don't know that there is any end in sight. I'm 44 years old. I've been in this since I was 41 years old. I would imagine, based upon how long it's taken for many of the other legal situations that Eric Trump is involved in and Rudy Giuliani, I would imagine I might be in this for another 5 years or more.
Mm, wow. And where are you being sued? Which
court? Colorado.
Colorado. Okay.
Yep. Right. And anybody, they can go to timetofreeamerica.com. So timetofreeamerica.com. And then you can learn more about the case there. And if you want to donate or support in any way, shape, or form, you can just go to givesendgo.com /reawaken. So givesendgo.com/reawaken. And that really is the best place to go to. And I can tell you so far, although the legal bills have far exceeded what's been donated, I mean, I appreciate every single donation that comes in at givesendgo.com/reawaken. And we've so far had $158,783 donated thus far.
Well, that's fantastic. Folks, those of you in the audience who remember the amazing event that we had here in Salem, which Clay Clark is directly responsible of, the Reawaken America Tour event that we had in April of 2022. Folks, help Clay take a stand for free speech, for liberty. Okay? So go, in fact, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, scroll down the page on the right-hand side, and it says donate to support Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit. It's really that simple. Just click on that, and it takes you right to the Give, Send, Go page. And you can give money there right now. Clay, so you're doing this event in Detroit, and then you've got another event coming up soon also. And then are you doing some more in these battleground states?
Well, the way it works is, you know, I've done business conferences every 2 months since 2005. So our business conferences never stopped. That perhaps is one of the main reasons why I first did so much research into The Great Reset, is because I had a business conference booked. I've done them every 2 months since 2005, you know, so I'm doing these business conferences, and I've got, you know, let's call it 200 people, 250 people traveling to Tulsa, Oklahoma to attend my 2-day business growth workshops. And people kept asking me, it's, you know, am I going to shut down the event? Am I going to close the event? Are we going to cancel the event? Are we going to test people for COVID and all this sort of thing? And I started thinking, I don't know if people know The models that said 2.2 million people would die are false. The polymerase chain reaction test, the COVID test, can be falsely calibrated to inflate cases, and COVID's 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. And so I let my listeners know, no, we are definitely going to have our conference. We're not going to cancel. I was actually shocked that business owners were asking me if we were going to cancel our conference. And so we did not cancel our conference, and we've just continued doing it. You know, we don't stop. And so because we haven't stopped doing these events, I think people's minds were blown at the time, but we just keep on going. So June 27th and 28th, Tim Tebow, the legendary football player,
he'll be joining
us for that event, as well as Peter Taunton, the guy who grew Snap Fitness, a massive fitness franchise. Jill Donovan, the founder of the multi-million-dollar Rustic Cuff apparel company, she'll be joining us. One of the world's top female literary agents, Esther Federkevich, will be joining us. So it's really going to be an all-star lineup June 27th and 28th. So we got the business conference June 27th and 28th. You can learn more about that at timetofreeamerica.com. And then we have the Reawaken America tour June 7th and 8th. And we have just under 415 tickets left for the June 7th and 8th Reawaken America tour. So actually, we have right now 412 tickets remaining for the June 7th and 8th Reawaken America tour. People can get those tickets right now simply by going to timetofreeamerica.com. And then after that, Eric Trump, General Flynn, they know this. I'm totally willing to do additional events if I need to, and I've told them I'm willing to. And so the final confirmed event that we have right now is June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan.
That'd be great if you would be able to hold an event in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, you know, these places where Biden is behind generally by considerable numbers in the average of Real Clear Politics polling. So to me, the advantage of you guys holding these events is you build tremendous energy that is more than just getting Donald Trump reelected. It's an energy that I think builds for the future that will last long beyond Donald Trump. Do you agree?
You know, I hope so. I think what I hear from people, and I think your assessment is spot on. What I hear from attendees is they tell me when they come to the Reawaken America Tour event, they're hearing information that they've never heard before.
Yes.
I mean, I hear that all the time from attendees. They say, I've never heard about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud, Hollywood fraud, monetary fraud. What? I mean, they've never heard about BRICS. They've never heard about the RNA modifying nanotechnology in the shots. They've never heard about PCR tests. So it's really, people are learning so much. So that's benefit number one. Benefit number two is the connections that are made. I mean, you're just not going to have a lot of events where you're going to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. backstage with America's General Flynn. And when they're backstage, they're not arguing about things. They're backstage because they both agree that inside the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots, inside those COVID-19 shots, there is technology that should not be unleashed upon the American people. And so, you know, these kind of connections between the speakers happen. And then third, the attendees report they leave feeling energized, connected. They're making friends for life. And again, you can always name your price at our event. So anybody who wants to go, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com. You show up. It's really like a three-day weekend, you know. So on the Thursday before we get started, we're going to watch General Flynn's new documentary. Watch that at 4 p.m. Central in Michigan there. And then on Friday, the doors open up at 6 a.m. First speakers start at 7 a.m. We have praise and worship, the opening blowing of the shofar, the singing of the national anthem. It's going to be a great event. Every event is sold out. And we have just right now 412 tickets remaining right now.
Can you hang on through a two-minute break? Because I've got an important question.
Sure.
A listener just sent to me. I want to give you an opportunity to answer this. Back in a moment, folks, with Clay Clark. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Back in a moment. It's 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 and a half past the top of the hour. Great to be with you today. Clay Clark is with us. The Showdown in Motown is available. This is the next Reawaken America tour event. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your own price. They've got, what, Clay, you said you had 400 and some odd tickets left?
411 now. 411 tickets are now remaining. So 411 tickets are remaining for the Reawaken America tour, Detroit, Michigan.
June 7th and 8th. Friends, this is an opportunity. Truly important opportunity. Now, Clay, you guys focus a lot on the COVID issues. You did in Salem, and this is not going away. So one of my listeners, who's a good friend, actually has a show on Saturdays on this radio station. What are you guys going to be talking about, this new pandemic treaty that needs, should be approved by the U.S. Senate, that Biden's trying to go around? And how does all this play into Japan's warning us about this new disease X? What are you guys going to be talking about, any of this stuff?
Well, you know, I let the speakers each talk about their own subject, so I don't tell them what to speak about. I will be talking about it. I mean, because the goal is to create a one world government controlled by the, again, controlled by a medical police state, AKA the World Health Organization. The goal is to put RNA modifying nanotechnology under your skin so you can't buy or sell without it, orchestrated by the World Economic Forum and implemented by the World Health Organization. That's their plan. And that's what they're going to do. And so that's their plan. And I don't think that most people talk about it. And I'm not attacking anybody out there who doesn't talk about these issues. I'm just telling you what I see. We had a wonderful pastor. He's a pastor in my life. He goes to a lot of events that I don't go to. I don't go to a whole lot of events, but this guy goes to pretty much every conservative event possible. If I mentioned his name, I would argue that 90% of people would know who he is. And he said, Clay, unless I was going to the Reawaken America tour, this is a pastor. He said, I've gone to RNC events. I've gone to all the church events. And unless I had gone to the Reawaken tour, I would have no idea that any of these things were happening the way they are.
That's the value of what you're doing. Now, so the important part is getting that information out even more broadly. So how do you do that at the Reawaken American tour events?
Well, you know, you bring in people like Jim Brewer, the comedian. You bring in people like Roseanne. You bring in people like Eric Trump. And when these people show up, they, you know, people show up to see them because they're more of a household name. I mean, people know who Eric Trump is. They don't know who I am. They know who Laura Trump is. And then they show up and they're used to hearing some of the issues that you would hear discussed, you know, on Fox. But they're not used to the discussion of RNA modifying nanotechnology and the World Health Organization trying to steal our sovereignty. Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, Henry Kissinger, et cetera.
Yep. All right. So this is why it's important, friends. So your speakers hopefully are going to address these issues. It'll be fascinating. I hope that you talk about them also. Friends, I want you to go to timetofreeamerica.com. If this interests you, please buy a ticket. Also, do like I'm going to do. Go to the Give, Send, Go tab. Just help Clay fight this ludicrous lawsuit by Eric Coomer of Dominion, formerly of Dominion, in this defamation lawsuit against Clay. It's easy to do. I love Give, Send, Go. Give Clay a few bucks to help in his defense. Clay, be blessed, brother. We love you. May the Lord bless you in all that you do and keep you in everything.
Hey, I really do appreciate you carving out time for me and for all your listeners out there that decided to participate today and today by donating. I really do appreciate every single dollar that has been donated. Thank you so much.
Clay Clark, ladies and gentlemen, timetofreeamerica.com. Clay, we'll let you go. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk with you again as you go along.
Thanks a lot.
Lee writes an email, catch and kill. Whatever happened to ethics, he writes. The National Enquirer, whose business model is to publish gossip and hearsay, this reporter will testify that Mr. Trump tried to kill the lies they printed. Isn't it sad that the career of reporting has fallen into the toilet? All there is today is one-sided commentary, half-truths, and twisted information. Are there any real reporters today? It's sad that you can't defend your character, and others think that it's fine to tell lies. In their view, we're just idiots. But Mr. Biden can speak truth recently when he said, quote, how many times Trump is going to try to prove we can't be trusted, unquote. Corby writes an email about the COVID scam. Speaking of COVID, he says, morning, Jeff. Let's not anyone forget this. It's way past time for the Nuremberg 2.0 trials. And he's referring to this InfoWars stories. It's an interview of a medical coder who goes by the name of Zoe. She's a hospital whistleblower, and she describes the horrific side effects patients experienced after taking the COVID vaccines in 21 and 22 and how doctors were inadequately prepared to handle them. It's an InfoWars story. In fact, I've got it up on the screen. I'll put it on the show plan today. Corby continues. Anything having to do with administering the death shot should be considered a murderer, or anyone having to do with that, either knowingly or unknowingly. The truth and information has as to what they were doing was out there. People just didn't want to listen. No excuses for ignorance. That's right. We didn't want to listen. And this is one of the most important things Trump has got to do, is back away from his continued defense of what they did in terms of getting the vaccine rushed to the market so quickly. Because you know what? It was a mistake. It was a huge mistake. However, you have to give him a little grace, because at the time, nobody knew. Everybody believed the Dr. Fauci's, and now we understand a whistleblower has come forward to say that the CIA was working with the Chinese to get the to get COVID out there. Wow. We got to stand up. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Lots to talk about in Oregon. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes for the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I want to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air can make your life a lot better. And I do mean a lot better. You know, we had some nice warm days. Well, the cold weather is coming back for a bit. It's raining out there today. You know, if someone else has said to you, hey, you've got to have a new system, your system's on its last legs, maybe you ought to get that second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air. And it's really easy. It won't cost you anything. They'll do it for free. You just give Freedom Heating and Air a call, 503-580-1456. It never hurts to get a second opinion. Never. 503-580-1456. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Check out their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. 503-589-1220. So, some things are going on here in Oregon still. Now, one of them is we continue to have the, well, there's a CoinSick story about pay delays persist for the Oregon unemployment, I call it unemployment department, months after their new website was launched. Okay. So, I mean, this is, you know, the family leave thing is really, it's this new program. We did a story about that earlier in the week, right? How there are just problems with it. Okay, well, there is. Well, what they've done is they've also put in place, the employment department, this new website for unemployment insurance benefits. Now, it ain't going so well. And then this story, you know, of course, they have somebody who's this person's, his wife had their first baby, and he did parental leave. 21 weeks later, he's still waiting for his checks. 21 weeks later. Now, come on. How come Oregon can never get it right? It just doesn't seem like Oregon can ever get it right. What's going on? Why do we have this culture, and apparently we do, in Oregon, of just being unable to do an information technology project with any level of real success? Now, we've done some, but man, have we had some spectacular failures. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. I do want to thank, again, Clay Clark, and I want you to join me in making a donation to help him fight this defamation lawsuit by this Marxist guy who doesn't have any kind of a reputation worth defending. Why don't you join me in that, would you? And it's really easy. You just go to timetofreeamerica.com, and on the right-hand side, you scroll down a little bit. There's a box there. You can click on it to make that donation. Doesn't have to be a lot of money. A few dollars here and a few dollars there, and you're golden. All right. So other things that – and by the way, Josh Michael of the – his show, which is Noncompliant America, you can see it or hear it rather Saturdays at 4 p.m. He writes this to me, and I didn't know this. So this is another reason that you should listen to Josh's show. The Japanese government, he writes, is the first in the world to approve a new type of vaccine called, quote, self-replication replicon vaccine. Now, that's a mouthful. And plans to start to supply it this fall and winter. The Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry is providing a huge amount of subsidies for this project. And the factories to produce the new vaccines are being built one after another in Japan. I wonder if American pharmaceutical companies have anything to do with that. You think? You think they would? What else do you think might be behind? Doesn't that just scare you? I mean, after all, we have seen out of this entire COVID mess, this is not something that I personally would want to be involved with. What do you think? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails again to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Doug writes an email. Did we already forget when Ron Wyden asked former director of the National Intelligence, James Clapper, if they were spying on Americans? SMART is an acronym that stands for Self-Monitoring Analysis and Reporting Technology. It originally and still does refer to software that protects and prevents errors in hard drives. Data is the new oil and gold. Those who control the data control not just the future of humanity, but the future of life itself. The First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments are dangerous to the establishment narrative. Why is the government spying on every person in this country? Sounds to me like they're a bunch of paranoid conspiracy theorists who are afraid of their own citizens. How many times does it take for society to be lied to by government for them to realize we are being lied to by government? The business of government is war, and it is war against us. When they want us to shut up, we need to be 1,000 times louder. Clay Clark is all right with me. Talks faster than a barker at the Barnum Bay Circus. I do like that he makes the connection between government health care and medically assisted death and government tyranny. Yeah, and he does, and he's paid an enormous price for it. 503-589-1220, that's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Some other stuff going on out there in Oregon today is that you got to love this. Fentanyl addicted babies are on the rise in Portland. This is a Channel 8 story. Doctors are still learning how to treat a newborn withdrawing from fentanyl. Now, this is a symptom that I fear we're going to see more of, not just from fentanyl, friends. But I'm telling you, I think we're going to see more of it from other new designer drugs that are coming from, guess where? China. We've talked about them before. They're already here. Doctors do not know how to do this. They do not know how to treat these kids. These kids. That would be born with this massive impact in their health. That's what people are doing when they get pregnant, when they're addicted to these drugs. Now, the same is true. I mean, you've heard of fetal alcohol syndrome. Same thing is true when you have, you know, a mother who is addicted to alcohol, nicotine, any substances that are in our systems that cause us these addictions. But these new drugs, fentanyl especially, and the newer drugs that are coming, are going to have to be dealt with differently. Now, how do we do that? How do doctors do that? What's the next shoe to drop in all of that? In other words, what policy is going to come out of the legislature? It's going to come out of the federal government to deal with this epidemic, and it is. And it ain't going away, folks, until we as a society send the right messages. And the repeal of it, we have not repealed Measure 110, by the way. We need to, but we have not. We've just nibbled around the edges. And that is going to come back to haunt us. And it truly is. The legislature had the opportunity to repeal the thing, and the Democrats would not do it. Republicans were very willing to do it. Democrats would not hear of it. Anne Marie writes, parental leave unemployment checks still not received after 21 weeks? That surely didn't help the family meet the expenses. What's the holdup? What's the website is the holdup? It doesn't function, folks. Remember, we have had these spectacular failures at the state level. Remember, Cover Oregon wasted $300 million on a website. $300 million. Oh.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Mike Lindell is fighting every day to make sure that you and I are never again the victims of stolen elections through the use of these machines. They have got to go. And you can help him win those battles, and we are, folks, little by little. You can help him if you buy his great products from MyPillow, just like I do. You've heard me rave about the products. I sleep on them, the My Pillows. I sleep in the Giza Dreams bed sheets. I have the Percale sheets also. Right now, they have this incredible deal, $25 for sheet sets, for slippers, for pillows. And you go, that's a lot of money these days. With Joe Biden just running up the price of fuel needlessly. Anyway, go to MyPillow.com. Help Mike Lindell defend your right to free and fair elections that are not manipulated by machines that nobody can look inside and see. Use the promo code PC23. That's unique to the show. PC23 stands for Political Coffee. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. Now, Lawfare Forever, by the way, it's a Breitbart story. Arizona decided to indict a bunch of conservatives, you know, those alternative electors, and some others, unindicted co-conspirators, including Donald Trump. Kelly Ward, chairman of the, used to be the chairman of the Oregon, or the Arizona Republican Party, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, and others. They're just going to keep it up. Same thing with Michigan. Lawfare. That's what this is. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm getting awfully tired of this. And I want to know why. And I'm serious now. Why there aren't Republican attorney generals, Republican DAs in counties that are going after Democrats for their malfeasance. Going after Joe Biden. Indicting him. The Department of Justice chose not to, right? You know, in the classified docs scandal. But you know, isn't that what Alvin Bragg did after the Department of Justice, the Southern District of New York, decided not to go after Donald Trump on the hush money case? And then magically, the number three top lawyer under Merrick Garland and Joe Biden's Department of Justice decided to come and work for Alvin Bragg in New York. And then magically, boom, a local DA decided to indict Donald Trump. How come that isn't happening on our side? Hmm? You fight fire with fire, friends. Republicans are lousy at it. They're horrible. They're lousy at messaging. They should take a lesson from Donald Trump, don't you think? There's another story here, by the way. It's a headline in the Liberty Daily. The COVID vaccine may have damaged people's ability to produce cells responsible for decision making. This is the Wentworth Report, which I don't know anything about at this point. But it is an interview, it's a YouTube interview by thought leaders with Dr. Michael Nels. And he's saying that he's a molecular geneticist and the former CEO of a biotech company. So he has a book called The Indoctrinated Brain. So he's out there trying to sell the book. All right, fine. Here's the thing, friends. He's arguing that there's evidence that the COVID vaccine damages our body's ability to produce cells responsible in our brain for decision making. Does this explain Joe Biden? Or is that more symptomatic of all kinds of neurological problems that happen when you get older? I'm just saying, folks. Does that explain? Does anybody really believe that Joe Biden took the shot? Seriously. U.S. economic growth has slowed to 1.6% in the first quarter. Now, it did better than expected in the fourth quarter of last year. But in the first quarter, it slowed. Now, folks, I'm telling you, this is why you need to have some gold and silver set aside. This is why you should go do business with Accurate Precious Metals. If you think inflation's going away, it ain't, for a lot of reasons. This is why you should listen to War Room here. Well, actually, you should listen to War Room on Real America's Voice. By the way, I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our great sponsors. He's absolutely a contractor you can trust. If you go to his website, you can figure that out for yourself. Just look at the great before and after pictures and the customer testimonials. Go to RighteousRenovations.com. I know him. He's a man of faith, and he truly does live it in how he interacts with you. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. Hey, I just finished the book, The Indoctrinated Brain.
You did? Wow.
And it is incredible. What he talks about is a lot of this chaos and confusion, along with, he's from Germany, and he's talking about the shutdowns in Germany, but they apply to here, same. But what it talks about is it shrinks the memory portion of your brain, and kind of wipes it away. It's especially targeted to the young people, so that they have no memory of the way society used to look and is supposed to work. And on top of that, some of the mRNA stuff that they shot into you shrinks it even more and gives you basically a confused mind that really damages the brain. And he also was big in just mental collapse, old age and stuff like that. And all of this is related to the confusion and chaos that they're trying to put this world under.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, as you're talking, Gary, I'm getting text messages from listeners and friends. This is a mind virus.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's planned. They are trying to wipe out what you hold on to in society. And one of the things that is the hack to it is the Bible, because it is so old and so unchanging that it wipes out what they're trying to accomplish, because it gives you a foundation that they don't want you to have. I got to read the book again, because there's so much in there that is so confusing and new, because he's a doctor and he speaks a lot of doctorese, so it's hard to follow. But it's an amazing
Gary, thank
book.
You. We're at the end
and
of our
really
show. We really
explains what they're trying
it.
To accomplish.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday, where you'll be able to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Anything politically will be on the table. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you got something out of this. Go to GiveSendGo. Go to Time to Free America. Make a donation to Clay Clark's fight.